May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. John the Baptist was the last of his kind. He was the last of the Old Testament prophet in that mold. Eccentric, radical, and stern, he came to prepare the way for the new, for Jesus the Christ. His job was to make the way straight, to make a level path to God that all people could walk. Every year on the second Sunday of Advent, we hear from John the Baptist. John in the wilderness, to whom people swarmed out of the city despite his rough speech and appearance. John and his baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And as Luke sets the scene for us, mentioning all the rulers, the political rulers, the religious rulers, everyone in power, all those names are there, but the word of God did not come to any of them. The word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. I think it's a good thing for us that John the Baptist shows up this time every year, every Advent season. Because most of us, if not all of us, need a wake-up call on the second Sunday of Advent. We need a strong reminder because it's so difficult for most of us not to get pulled in, not to get seduced by the consumer culture and the frantic pace around us. Advent is a season of extremes. If you go out of your house at all, or turn on your television, or look at your computer, you're bombarded with all the trappings of the Christmas season already out there. Advertisements for things to buy, Christmas lights and decorations, Christmas music in stores and on the radio. And often, a certain kind of nostalgia for the kind of Christmas you had as a child, if it was a good one, or perhaps nostalgia for something that is impossible, unattainable. The world invites us to focus on the material things that we want to have around us, or that we want to buy for those we love. The message the world gives us is more, 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 more is better. Most of us this season eat more, go to more parties, gatherings. Advent is a season of extremes. And there seems to be pressure for us to be happy in Advent. Do you feel that in the culture? But if you are grieving the loss of someone dear or another big loss in your life, that makes this time of year particularly painful. So into this crazy culture that we live in, no crazier probably than the time of John the Baptist, John the Baptist comes striding in each year for us, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Now, the word that we hear translated almost always as repentance in Greek is metanoia, and the literal translation of metanoia is going beyond the mind. Going beyond the mind. What does going beyond the mind have to do with the forgiveness of sins? Well, it may be that the human mind generally holds on to negative things. There's been a lot of research done, and some anyway, showing it takes at least three positive things to overcome one negative thing for us. But it may be even worse than that. Have you ever had the experience of getting 10 compliments and one criticism and either feeling it even or remembering the criticism more strongly? Is it possible that our normal way of doing things as humans results in us remembering the negative more strongly? And does that impact our ability to accept forgiveness or to forgive ourselves? What if going beyond the mind is necessary for us to truly accept God's forgiveness? What if going beyond the mind, meaning going beyond our usual way of thinking and doing things, is necessary for us to truly feel that we are God's beloved? John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, to make the path straight so that people could find their way to Christ and hear his message. The writer John Shea suggests that as long as we identify ourselves with the negative, with our sin, as long as we cannot forgive ourselves, or as long as we consider ourselves unforgiven, we will not be able to hear Christ's message. We will not be able to bear fruit. He says our identification with sin becomes a serious roadblock, a mountain in the way, a winding and rough path that means slow travel, a valley that delays arrival. Jesus cannot get to us with his radical address that we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and a blessedness that is always present. So on this second Sunday of Advent, John the Baptist is with us to remind us to repent. Yes, to repent of our sins, to turn around when we are on the wrong path, but also to go beyond the mind and know that we are forgiven. We are God's beloved. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And we are Christ's hands and feet now, in this place and beyond, created by God to give ourselves for the healing of the world.